ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Sprint King and Queens of the Pacific Mini Games in Palau were crowned over the weekend, with the 100-metre and women's athletics final taking place on Saturday night. PNG's Pine Swissel claimed gold for PNG in the men, while Australia's Kaedel Smith beat out PNG's Isla Upcup in the women. Action continues today with the Games showcase event baseball set to conclude later today in a gold medal showdown between Guam and home nation Palau. But as for the ABC Declan Burner and Sam Wykes, their time in Palau is finished, but not before some deep reflection on their mini games experience.
We've arrived in Brisbane from Palau. The dream is over for us, at least. Still a couple of days left of the Pacific mini games in Koror, but we are back on Australian soil. So we just thought we'd have a quick chat here. Sammy, let's go highlight off the pitch first, away from the sport.
The dream is over, isn't it? I think what was my highlight away from, I guess, the on-field action was just all the athletes getting together, just seeing them walk up and down the street, seeing them all together, meeting one another and, you know, saying something that they love about, you know, learning even to say hello in Fiji and in Tongan, or just really embracing, you know, all the off-field camaraderie that you'd love to see. So I thought that was pretty special, especially the opening ceremony, where we saw that in full force, where all the teams ran out into the field in the pouring down rain. So I thought that was the highlight for me.
I'm going to jump off the back of that, pretty similar one, but at the pool, whenever there was a race which featured a smaller nation, you know, without as many resources, that last person to finish, they might have been a lap, two laps behind, they got the biggest cheer out of all. The winning cheer was big, but a couple of times there was a PNG swimmer who it happened to, and the roar was massive. Every team that was sitting there on one side was cheering. All the fans on the other side were cheering. So, yeah, a great example of why the games is more than just what happens in the pool or on the track. It's about the getting together of all those cultures. What do you think it did for Palau on the whole in terms of a boost for their people and their sporting aspirations?
I thought you were going to say tourism, because some of the pictures that will come back from those games, crystal clear waters. But I just think as a island nation, they've got the capacity to host more games. I think that's what it does for all the other Pacific Island nations as well. Like, there's an opportunity to have facilities, like pretty much world-class facilities in some events, you know, and what that will do for the people on the island as well. They can now aspire, because now they've seen it firsthand, all these athletes come into their country and seeing them compete and represent their family, their culture, and what that does for all the local talent. Because I want to experience that at some point. So, yeah, it creates aspiration, but it also allows for other Pacific Island nations to know maybe we can put our hand up and host the games as well.
Yeah, a lot of those venues weren't world-class venues. They were gyms or halls or school facilities that were turned into, I mean, the 3-on-3 basketball was one. That was certainly not, you know, something you would see at Olympic level, but they get it done, they make it work, and you see the crowd going crazy for it. It doesn't matter where it was being held. You could see that spirit and that competitiveness. Also loved hearing from the triathlete teams and the organizers in particular, who said, we managed to train and qualify 8 local Palauans now who can be technical delegates. They can help races happen in Palau and anywhere across the Pacific. They'll go to triathlon events around the world now. And they said that's the biggest boost for them, is we've empowered these people in Palau, which feels like a good legacy for the games as well. And yeah, you mentioned the fact that Palau now goes, okay, we can host it. Pretty much it felt like the whole country was involved in this. Like, if they weren't athletes, they were volunteers. If they weren't volunteers, they were there cheering every single event.
Yeah, you're not wrong, and everyone plays a part in making those games happen. And you hit the nail on the head there, where it's not just about the athletes having an opportunity to compete. It's the other bit as well, where now organisers understand, okay, I can actually go from the mini games to the Pacific Games to potentially the Olympics and apply my experience there. You can have that on your resume now. We spoke to Joy, one of the leader of all the comms there, and just she was empowering all of our Pacific Island leaders in whatever department they were to make sure that they have everything in place to make sure the games are run efficiently. So there's an opportunity for, yeah, again, people to learn from so it can get better.
we had Sheridan Graham to pay her on Nation Footy recently, and I know one question you asked her was, what about all the people who aren't good at sport but love sport and want to be involved? And that was sort of another example of it, is that there are so many people now. We saw a photographer who was 10 years old down at the pool, and he was just obsessed. He would have taken, you know, 10,000 photos across the week, and now he's probably dreaming of taking photos at the next Pacific Games or the Com Games or Olympics. So, yeah, all those things outside of sport seem hopefully to be something bigger